The tunnel machine is set to resume digging beneath the streets of Seattle in June. And as KUOW's John Ryan reports, this machine isn't named Bertha.
The ceremony at a construction site next to I-5 had all the usual ingredients. Speeches by elected officials.
So this is a huge step forward.
A battery of TV cameras and a christening of the newly refurbished tunnel machine. Sound Transit celebrated the imminent launch of the machine that will dig a light rail tunnel nearly 4 miles from Northgate down to Husky Stadium on the UW campus. They call this machine Brenda. None of the speeches mentioned the city's most famous or infamous tunnel boring machine. Bertha remains broken down beneath the Seattle waterfront. It's not expected to resume digging until March of next year. Sound Transit officials said they don't expect a similar fate to befall Brenda since it's already proven itself digging from Capitol Hill to downtown. Paul Roberts is an Everett City Councilman and Vice Chair of Sound Transit.
We've got a real experienced team and an experienced technology, so we're excited and looking forward to staying on schedule and on budget.
It was a year and a half ago that Washington State officials enjoyed a similar ceremony in Japan. They celebrated the completion of the world's largest tunnel machine. Chris Dixon, the head of the project for Seattle Tunnel Partners, spoke with an industry publication called Tunnel Talk.
Target completion date on our target schedule is the 21st of July of 2014.
Of course, Bertha hasn't come close to the schedule that Dixon laid out in Japan. It started a couple months late and lost another month to a longshoreman strike. Bertha broke down in December, and officials expect it to be on its underground staycation for a total of 16 months. Seattle Tunnel Partners have asked WashDOT to pay nearly $190 million in extra costs. State officials say they have rejected 80% of those cost overruns and are reviewing the rest. So far, Sound Transit's newly christened machine has a better track record than Bertha's. Bertha broke down after just 1,000 feet of drilling. The much skinnier Brenda has dug 2 miles already under Capitol Hill. Sound Transit officials say it finished ahead of schedule and under budget. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.